New Country Z100 and good morning. It is the most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelor. Last night, the fantasy suites. To break it all down, my beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, is on the phone line. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Good morning. Everybody loves Matt. Matt loves everybody. Here's some audio from last night's show.
I still feel 100% ready for an engagement after this. And what I'm feeling is that I really am so in love with you.
It's going to be a tough call there for Matt. What do you think, babe?
It is. And I think this is the first time that I can remember in a long time that all three women have said, I love you, or I'm falling in love with you. Because there's usually that one, that mysterious one, that will not say it. So this is definitely a change, and it's going to be hard for him, because I do think he's falling for all three of them as well.
You know what was surprising is Michelle. I felt like Michelle really rose up from the ashes, much like the Phoenix, and had a real strong date and overnight with Matt.
She really did. She hit it out of the park last night. She is very good with her words. She listens good. I don't know. I think he's feeling her. She got the first rose, and then Rachel got the second one, which you could just see that go right through Rachel when he handed Michelle the rose first.
It was almost like a dagger in her heart. And I'll tell you what about Rachel, and she's your favorite still, right?
She is, yeah.
She had a bad attitude. She had a bad attitude going into that overnight date. She was walking up to Matt. She wasn't running. She was like making him wait. I was like, come on, come on. Get chin up. Let's smile a little bit. You know, there was no running and jumping in his arms. There was none of that, Joy.
She did, but I get it. Like, that would be hard. And I know they've signed up for it. I know they have. But to know that the person you love has been with somebody else two nights in a row, it would be hard to get that out of your head and to focus on just the two of you. So I understand. It was bad. It was a poor choice, but I get it.
Bree did not get a rose. We are just down to two people. We are down to Michelle, and we've got Rachel. It appears next week, because now these two girls are going to meet Mama, okay? And I feel like Mama has a great deal of control over Matt. That can be tough waters to navigate, Joy.
Yes, it seems that way, but they always kind of make it look worse than it is, I feel like, on the commercials. So we'll have to see. But yeah, it looks like maybe Michelle makes a great impression. If I had to guess, I'd say maybe his mom is leaning more towards Michelle, and he's leaning more towards Rachel, but I could be wrong.
I tell you what, if I was one of them gals and I had to meet his mama, I'd be a little intimidated.
He's a little intimidating. He is.
We'll see, because next week is apparently, quote unquote, the most dramatic season finale ever.
It always is.
And then they'll have the after the rose ceremony and all that stuff. So it's either going to be Michelle or it's going to be Rachel, who fell out of the sky trying to parachute in and had a rough landing. And we'll see what happens there on the most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelor. As always, Nurse Joy, I appreciate you and I love you, babe.
I love you too.